it's Mackenzie Porter calling.
Good morning, Mackenzie Porter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Describe what you're seeing out your window right now. Like, where are you calling from?
I'm literally in Nashville driving to the studio to finish my record right now. So if I, like, cut in and out of service, it's because I'm driving.
So when's the album dropping?
It's going to be this fall. So it'll probably be, like, September, hopefully late September, early October.
Very cool. Well, we're excited about it. In the last couple of years, you've had some pretty sweet duets with Dallas and Dustin. Like, I mean, when COVID was going on, you were still busy working.
I was. I love working. And, you know, my job is pretty fun. So it doesn't make it too hard to work all the time.
When I went to your website this morning, the first thing I saw at MackenziePorter.com was, hey, shoot me a text. Dare I ask what the strangest text you've ever received is?
Oh my gosh. I probably can't even say it.
Okay, maybe a heartwarming one. How about something cute?
Yes. I do get some sweetest messages from people, and I also, like, know when their birthdays are, so I can, like, send them birthday messages, and it's just kind of a cool way for me to, like, communicate to my fans directly and then also send them show dates and, you know, single releases and all that kind of stuff too.
What a wonderful way to create a connection, hey?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, through an app, so I have to open the app.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, but it's a really nice way because we, like, have each other's numbers, so I get messages from them all the time.
Very cool. So it's not going to your personal phone at, like, 2 a.m. You're sitting there laying in bed, all of a sudden, bing, 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 bing.
No, I have to open the app to, like, freeze them all.
Could you imagine if somebody had the, I'm going to do the same thing that Mackenzie's doing. I'll just put my personal phone number up on. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. No. I mean, we get hundreds a day, so my phone would be, like, a hectic place.
Hey, we do something on the show every Friday called Feel Good Friday. Can you name me one thing that made you smile this week?
Oh, my gosh. So many things. Obviously, we're in the studio, and we're cutting all these songs, and just hearing it, you know, going from a demo to, like, a real recording with musicians, that definitely put a smile on my face this week.
Very cool. And just perusing the website, my gosh, you've got a busy summer. Like, you're flying here, there, and everywhere.
Yes, we are. We haven't even announced all the dates, too, so it's going to get even crazier. But that's what I love doing. And it's, you know, we have a whole new set. I'm actually building it right now with my band. So I'm excited to, like, put on a different and new show this year.
I automatically went to, when you said building a set, like, a bunch of people with tool belts on and hammers and nails, and we're actually building a stage.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes it feels like that. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, because we have to build all the tracks and, like, you know, cover songs and transition moments and, like, all this stuff. So
sure.
It is like a little workshop in there right now.
Let's talk about the new single, Chasing Tornadoes. That sounds like a bad idea to me.
It is a bad idea. I mean, it's even a bad idea in the context of the song.
Okay.
Like, you know, chasing somebody who's probably not the best for you and a little bit dangerous, but you're kind of dealing with the consequences later. And, you know, sometimes in situations, you know, it's probably not the best, but you don't care in the moment.
Oh, gosh. I think we've all had that relationship, haven't we?
We have.
Usually ends with a bag of stuff on the front step, and you're like, hang on, you still have that one T-shirt of mine, you know?
I know, but you learn a lot from those ones.
You do, and you learn to appreciate the good ones when you have one.
Exactly. Honestly, I think it, like, builds character and builds, like, knowing what you actually want out of a relationship.
There you go. And Calgary Stampede, I'm looking at the lineup. My gosh. High Valley, Tennille Arts, JoJo Mason, Jess Moskaluk, Billy Currington, you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, I grew up going to the Calgary Stampede. And one of my, like, first things I ever did, I did, like, a competition to open for Kenny Chesney at the National North Stage.
Oh, no kidding.
So I'm excited to, yeah, come back and, you know, have my own set. And a lot of my friends live in Calgary now, so it'll be a bit of a party.
Is this your first time playing Stampede?
Well, other than that first, like, thing I did years ago, yeah.
No kidding. Very cool. So a bit of a homecoming.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Medicine Hat, so everybody will be driving up, and I'm sure we'll be hanging out afterwards.
Well, we can't wait to see you. Love the new single. Very excited for your summer. Thank you so much for taking just a little bit of time as you make your way to the studio this morning on the Windspeaker Radio Network.
Awesome.